And renew it for us in peace, that we can cultivate our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day, the year of 648 of the martyrs, the Holy Father, Pope Cosmas III, 58th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He excelled in studying the Holy Scriptures and the Church subjects from a young age. They unanimously chose him for the Patriarchate as a successor to Pope Gabriel number one. He was consecrated in Alexandria on the fourth day of Brahmotab in the year 636 AD. The blessing was prayed be with us all, amen. On this day also was the martyrdom of Saint Porphyry in the days of Emperor Diocletian. The saint was one of the wealthy people of Benius and the most charitable and caring of the poor and the needy and visiting the prisoners. When persecution was incited against the Christians and called everywhere to worship the idols, the saint heard the passing by the prince. He stood in front of his house and shouted in his face, "I am a Christian, I am a Christian." The prince tried to dissuade him from his confession of faith, but the saint refused. He ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The people of his hometown took his body, shrouded him with expensive shrouds, and buried him with great veneration. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Today also of the year 136 of the martyrs, the Holy Father, then Porphyry, Bishop of Gaza, departed. This saint was born in the year 69 of the martyrs in the city of Thessalonica, to Christian parents who were rich in virtue and money. They raised him on the Christian teachings and taught him the secular subjects. When he was 25 years old, he undertook the monastic life in the wilderness of Shihit, 5 years living in asceticism, prayer, and meditation. Then he dwelt in a cave alone where he practiced austere asceticism until he became very thin and he was close to death. He went to Jerusalem, where he recovered by the power of the Lord of Christ, given what was known about him from grace and pity. They ordained him a priest. Then St. John, Archbishop of Jerusalem, ordained him a bishop over Gaza. The natives of the city were heathen, and they rebelled against the saint and wanted to slay him, but he disappeared away from them. In those days it did not rain, and a great famine befell the land of Palestine. So the heathen offered sacrifices to the gods in order for the rain to come down, but it not. They sought and prayed with those prayers. God sent down rain. Consequently, many of the pagans believed and were baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. This saint built a large church in Gaza city with the help of Empress Eudoxia, wife of Emperor of Arcadius. He was shepherd the church for the Lord. With a wisdom and pity, he cared for the widows and the needy, and he encouraged the young people repeatedly on the life of pity, purity, and virginity. When he completed his good and over, departed in peace after serving the Lord and his church for 24 years. The blessing of his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.